Kia ora and welcome to Better Off Red. This is Pip. We're trying something slightly different this week. Nervous. Anyway, at the beginning of last month, Lawrence Fernley, Lawrence Patchett, Tina Makiriti and myself set off on the Roadwords Tour, which was a literary tour of southern New Zealand towns. We visited Oamaru, we visited Dunedin, we visited Gore, we visited Te Anau and we visited Wanaka. And we were mainly in libraries, although in Gore we were lucky enough to be in the gallery down there. And what we would do is we would arrive, we would read from our work, we would talk to each other, we'd question each other, and then there was these wonderful conversations would start to take place between the readers and the writers that came to the events and us. And I think that was one of the best parts of the tour for me, was that we got to stick around and meet people. I particularly enjoyed meeting the librarians. I love libraries. Libraries make me so happy. There's so much wrong in the world, and the fact that we still have libraries just makes me so happy. And especially being going to some of these smaller towns and seeing how the library becomes a very central focus for community. You'll hear in the piece that you know, things happen at these libraries far beyond people going and taking out books. It makes me really happy. So what I've done is the Roadwords episode is in two parts. This first part is kind of a scrapbook. It's a few short interviews that I did with librarians. It's some of my thoughts on the road. And so that's what we've done there. And then the next episode is the Wanaka event. Basically, we recorded the Wanaka event, so you'll be able to listen to that in its entirety. So I hope you enjoy that and get an idea of what we did. And I hope that maybe it, I think these tours are kind of, they're very, I think they're important. And I think that, you know, maybe you are a writer out there and you might consider something like this. We were very grateful to have support from Creative New Zealand. They kind of made it possible. It isn't cheap to travel to some of these places, and they gave us financial support, which we're incredibly grateful for. So yeah, I hope you enjoy it. It's sort of a shortish one, and then if you want to, you can go on to listen to the Wanaka one. But yeah, thanks, and I'll put some links up on the website so that you can link to some of the information, more information about this. So thank you. We've just done a Roadwords event, and I'm here with Jean Rivett. And what's your role here, Jean?
Well, I'm Community Services Librarian. I'm also the Deputy Manager, and I buy the fiction for the district.
Oh, my God. That must be the best job in the world.
It is the best job in the world.
Oh, my goodness.
I also organise events like this one and just try, basically, to get the library out of doors and bring people in and generally just connect. I used to be a children's librarian many years ago, but I'm as deaf as a post now, so there's a limit to how many times you can ask kids to repeat themselves. So I've handed the mantle on to Fiona, and she's wonderful.
It's just so marvellous, this library. Like, we've had such a good turnout as well. I mean, I just can't believe how good the turnout was. It was fantastic.
Oh, please.
Now, we were talking a bit about a book that you're reading at the moment. I really like the way you said you discovered this book. Did you say you were doing some...
I was weeding, as we say, which is deselection, which I have to do as part of my responsibilities for the fiction collection. And I quite often find books then that I've always meant to read and haven't found time for, because I tend to read older books, I think I might be a disappointment to a few of our patrons. They say, have I read such and such, you know, the latest book by so-and-so? And I have to say, well, actually, no, I haven't read the book. I've read about the book, which isn't quite the same thing. So I tend to browse through the shelves, pick off things that look... well, so either they need replacing or they perhaps need retirement, and I come across some absolute gems. And I'm just reading Geraldine Brooks' wonderful book, which I've just forgotten.
Oh, the People of the Book.
The People of the Book.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you very much for that. Not that I suffer from nerves.
But you're very busy at the moment, aren't you? Because you're judging the competition as well.
Well, this has become an annual pleasure. We have a small group of would-be writers at the Waitaki Writers, and they produce short stories, and they have a little competition, and I'm their judge.
Awesome. That's fantastic. Oh my goodness, I'm so excited. Short stories, alive and well.
Well, that's it. There's an absolute... the short story form is something that really impresses me, to be able to encompass something in such just a few words, and to leave you with that the same kind of feeling of wholeness, for want of a better expression, that you would expect from perhaps a longer work. The method that they use to construct a short story interests me particularly. Shortcuts that without preventing any loss of tone or descriptive, and just clever little bits of artifice, if you like, that goes into it. And I particularly look for anything unique in words and phrases, and regardless of what the story is about, I look for those sorts of things and. Because to me that's about the writing but they're great. I feel an absolute fraud to be given this really awesome task of judging other people's work.
Because the short story is quite a good platform to experiment like that, isn't it?
Oh, sure, absolutely. Yeah, I think last year I had one short story that was. I can't tell you offhand how many words it was, but it was barely a page.
Wow.
But it was a tremendous story.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Absolutely amazing. And the breadth of the writing is tremendous in as far as there's adventure and there's a bit of dystopia and...
Yep.
That's really, of course, a big thing at the moment.
Yep.
There's ghost stories, travel logs, a little bit of romance, the sort of comfy, cozy, feel-good sort of regeneration kind of stories.
Awesome.
And there's nothing that they don't seem to touch.
Yeah.
And obviously, some I prefer
to
others, but they only say one thing to me, judge it on what you've enjoyed.
Oh. Isn't that
wonderful? That's sweet, isn't it?
That's such a good message for reading, isn't it?
It is.
Because we're standing at the moment and amongst this magnificent collection. It's a really incredible collection. I had a bit of a browse before. And joy, what a wonderful thing. That is a wonderful thing. Do you have any favourite short story writers? Is it a form that you read? Or
I do on occasion. I have to say Anne Tyler. The short stories I particularly I remember the first collection of short stories I really enjoyed was Tolstoy's. And I was quite young reading those. You know the stories of the steppes and they were exhilarating.
Yeah.
And I can remember them even now.
Yeah.
And I must have read them when I was in mid-teens, certainly not a lot older. And since then, I have got some favourite authors, and Penelope Lively would be one, so I have enjoyed her short stories as well. And I think William Trevor and... so many.
I know,
I'm just a bit eclectic. I just grabbed them.
You sound like a really good judge. It sounds like good to have a judge with eclectic.
That, really.
I don't know. I think it's wonderful. Hey, thank you so much for tonight.
Oh, Pip.
We had so much fun.
I've really enjoyed meeting you.
Oh, I've loved meeting you too.
Tremendous group of writers.
Oh,
and I have had a ball.
Me too.
Oh, thank you.
Yay, the library.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Okay, so I'm in the absolutely magnificent Oamaru Library. It's just beautiful. You should see the structure. Actually, I might post a picture of the structure later on. I'm here with Fiona. What's your role at the library, Fiona?
I'm the youth librarian here, Pip.
Awesome, that's fantastic. So what ages does a youth librarian look after?
So in this library, I'm 0 to 18.
Wow.
As well as teachers and parents and families.
That's incredible. It's a great service. We've been hanging out in the Oamaru Library. We've just had a Roadwords event.
And, it was awesome.
Oh, thank you. It was a bit nerve-wracking. And we've just been hearing about the great things that happen in this library. There's been Tongan Language Week, and you were saying that
Tuvalu Language Week this week.
Which is just so great, like, for communities to get together like this. Now, Fiona, put you on the spot completely. Is there a book that you would recommend, or one that you've just read recently, or what are you up to in your reading life?
Okay. Because I read a lot of young children's books, I really do love that as well. But currently I really like reading about other countries.
Oh, cool.
People's experiences of living in other countries, because I'm obsessed with travel.
Yeah.
I was a language teacher, so
awesome.
Other countries just rock my world. So I just finished Me, Myself and Prague,
which
is by Rachel Wise, I think her name is, Australian, who had Czech heritage, and so she decided she was going to go to Prague and write the great Australian novel and live where her family had been. Oh. And it was just really lovely, and last year I went to Prague, so I could imagine some of the places and thought, I need to go back.
Yeah. What's the best thing? What would be, anyone that goes to Prague, what would be the one thing you'd recommend they do?
Get to the castle early.
Early? Oh.
Early. Get there early. Don't let the grumpy guards stop you from getting there early and being at the front. And, yeah, get there before the crowds, because it's amazing. And I think it's Vilnius Cathedral. It's amazing, amazing stained glass windows. And if you can get in there before the crowds, you can actually stand and look at them properly.
Oh, that sounds so great. It must be great to read about something and get all those lovely memories back.
Exactly, and it really captures that for me.
And is that book quite a contemporary book?
It's not that recent. I found it because I was flicking through a new catalogue for buying books.
Yeah.
And the kind of, not the sequel, but a book that's after that was in this new book list.
Fantastic.
And I thought, I wonder if we've got the first one, and we do. So I hunted that out, and I'm going to recommend the other one to our non-fiction buyer.
That's absolutely fantastic. Yay, the library. Just get down to your library and find fiction and non-fiction books. Thank you very much, Fiona.
Thanks, Pip.
You're awesome.
I'm faking this. I'm not in Dunedin. I'm at home. I got so wide-eyed and excited about being in Dunedin that I forgot to record anything down there. That city. It was magnificent. From the minute we landed in Tyree and it was 30 degrees to the snow that happened on the second night we were there, to the magnificent dog walk we went on, to the incredible hospitality of Lawrence Fernley and her family. It was just to just walking down the streets and driving down the streets. And we had a fantastic event at the library. The library is in such good heart. Like, it was absolutely buzzing the night we were there. There were just people everywhere, and it just felt in such good heart. And University Bookshop was there helping sell our books, and then I went to University Bookshop, and that was magnificent. It's still great. Oh, it was just you got to wander around the university, and oh man, that city. Ah, best city in the world, maybe. Oh gosh, oops, did I say that? Whoops. On the way home, I got to stay with my friends Joe Howard and Grant Ramsey. Joe Howard is an amazing ceramicist. Oh, she just makes the most beautiful stuff. And I love hanging out with her. She made us a delicious dinner, and we all hung out and had a good time. And then we went for this incredible walk. There was a lunar eclipse that night, and we just went for this magnificent walk down Northeast Valley through the park. The dog was there. Grant showed us this thing where if you look at the moon through trees, the branches of the trees go into a spiral. Oh god, it was just incredible. And then I got to sleep in the room where Grant stores all his guitars, and I don't know, it felt very much at home. It was a bit, Dunedin was interesting. Peter Gutteridge's funeral had been about the week before, and everyone, it very much felt like everyone was kind of reeling from that, but also in that wonderful way, everyone was kind of pulling together a little bit more, you know, like, yeah, there was a real sense of sort of looking after each other, which was really great. What I've done, because I didn't record anything down there, is that I've asked Grant, and I'm just going to put one of Grant's songs in here. Grant performs under the name Swampy, and after that beautiful, beautiful mountain, which you can see, from North Edge Valley. I guess it's a hill. God, me and my geography. Is it geology? Oh gosh, don't even know. Anyway, this is a song from Grant Ramsey, and yeah, yay Dunedin.
Crystal sand sweeping through the heads of the weed green brain shaped seaweed beds. Shimmering shafts on a sandstone ride with the rhythm of the rock and rolling tide. The sun's rotating, fiber lights, the dark life of the copper pulling rays. Descending without a breath to line this wet cradle place. Calling out into that bright and blue. Thank you.
I'm sitting in Lawrence Fernley in my rental car. Everyone else is inside having breakfast. We're in Gore, we're in Charlton Road, and I don't know, it's day three or four of Roadwords, and we had the most amazing event last night at the West Southland Art Gallery here in Gore. We had some really interesting people come along and talk to us about our books, and it was awesome. And the art gallery here was just incredible. There is the most beautiful stuff there. At the moment they've got an exhibition which borrows some work from the Spencer collection in McCargill, because they're having some work done on the building down there, and it's just this wonderful sort of curated work. And then they've also got a wing for John Money's collection, which is really lovely. Like Lawrence and I were saying, how wonderful it is that people's personal collections kind of show their own idiosyncratic interests, and there's some magnificent pictures in there, and etchings and sketches and photographs, and it's really, really interesting. And so today we're going to drive down to Tiano, and we're there at 2 o'clock, I think, at the library, which will be much fun. Lawrence Patchett has a lot of family down there, so he'll be catching up with them. And we're really looking forward to it. Last night I got to drive down to Invercargill and catch up with some friends, and went past the huge Fonterra factory in Edendale, went past the freezing works in Matara, and they've knocked down a big part of the freezing works in Matara, which was quite astounding to see. It's such a huge, beautiful building. It's massive, and there's just a big pile of rubble in part of it at the moment. And we were sort of talking, my friend Kim, who I went with, her partner has worked at the freezing works over the years, and we've got lots of friends that have worked there, and we're just talking how it's sort of changing there. And there are lots of lambs, baby lambs. We had the most amazing weather yesterday. It rained, it snowed, and it hailed, so it was quite incredible. And the lambs, they're tiny. I don't think I've ever seen lambs so small. Everyone was hassling me last night because I know nothing about lambs. But they were very cute. And there are calves happening, lots of calves being born. Kim, who I was talking to again last night, her daughter Shanae and her partner Cody, they manage a dairy farm. So, there's lots of calves being born. And I was talking to James, another friend of mine that works at the freezing works, and he was saying that this weather's a bit late, but the animals are all good, which apparently is good because the lambs are a bit bigger. So yeah, it's really nice to be down here. I spent last night thinking a lot about John Money. Looked him up on the internet again. And when I used to work at the Otago Medical Library, I think we had a collection of his books there as well, and some of his letters. And I was just thinking, yeah, he's an interesting character in New Zealand history, and I've read a lot about sort of the results of his work and the people that it affected sort of so badly, but I haven't read a lot about him. And it was interesting being amongst his art, and there were some very, very sort of different Rita Angus paintings that he has, which I haven't seen before, which I think are sort of the early work. And, him, it sort of said in there that, him being friends with her meant that he could buy a lot of her work. And yeah, it's a very interesting collection. I would recommend anyone who's anywhere near Gore to come and have a look at it. Okay, so I better go and get my bags packed. And awesome. See you in Tiano. Hello, I'm here at Tiano Public Library, and it's a beautiful library. We've just been down at the lake, and we've come in here, and we're doing the Roadwords event in the children's section, which is bright and colourful and amazing. And I'm here with Jo Mann. And Jo, I was just wondering if you could explain what your role is here at Tiano Library.
Yeah, sure. I am the Tiano Librarian, so I work here 4 or 5 days a week, and I have an assistant librarian who works with me.
Cool.
And my role is really to sort of run the library.
Yeah, it's
really cool. It's school holidays at the moment, and I was looking at, I got some photos of that beautiful 52-storey, the little dioramas. Yeah. It looks like the kids really got into that.
It's brilliant. Yeah, we've got a holiday program at the moment. Every school holiday we have a different program. So this holiday we're running a program based on the Andy Griffiths and Terry Denton books on the amazing tree houses. So we're getting kids to come in, take a shoebox and design a room for our own creative treehouse.
It looks magnificent. It looks really good. So the kids, are they all living in Tiana, or is there a bigger catchment? Like, would they come from out of town or mainly from here?
Mostly from within the Tiernau Basin, so that extends quite far.
Yeah.
So we have Rearaw and town kids coming in. But we also, because Tiernau is a sort of holiday town, there are a lot of holiday homes here. So a lot of people who have holiday homes here come for the school holidays and they enrol their kids in the programs that we run.
That sounds so good. Yeah. I think I warned you. I'm just wondering, is there a book that you've read recently that you would recommend to people?
Yes. There is. Obviously, working in the library,
yeah.
I get to read quite a few books, and there were quite a few books that I want to read that I don't get the time to read.
Yeah.
But one that springs to mind that I've just read is the Fleur Bill, her new book, I Am Rebecca.
Fantastic.
For ages and ages, I've been looking at I Am Not Esther and thinking, oh, I should read that, I should read that. And then when I Am Rebecca came out, I thought, right, this is the time. So I've read both books and highly recommend both of them.
What do you think is the best thing about them? What did you enjoy the most about them?
Well, they were really easy to read.
Great.
Obviously being, you know, smaller fiction novels, they were quite quick and easy to sort of get through, but just really honest, genuine kind of stories and a different perspective on life.
It sounds really good, and I love those short books that kind of compel you through, like they sort of draw you through.
So I've recommended them to quite a few people now, and they're all enjoying them, so
that is so good. Thank you so much for having us in your library. We're really happy to be
you're
here.
You're very welcome,
and we'll see you soon.
Great.
Thank you. Okay, so we've had the Roadworks event here in Tiano, and it's been lovely, and I'm here with Marilyn. And do you want to explain what your role is at Friends of the Library?
Yes, I'm the chairperson of Friends of the Library, but that's just a bit of a title, really. We've just got a group of people who are interested in the library, and the Friends of the Library actually started in 1986 and to actually raise funds for the actual library.
Oh, wow.
So we did that. The library opened in 1990, and now we've continued to support the library in as many ways possible as we can, and we raise money and we buy equipment and pay for extras for our library and promote people coming into the towns, that type of thing.
Yeah, because you were talking in your introduction to us about a recent trip from an author from up north, the man that writes Wonky Donkey.
Yeah, Craig Smith, actually. He's actually from Queenstown.
Oh, whoops. Oh, dear. Oh, my goodness. Oh, the ultimate North Island mistake.
Yes. but, you know, he's got those books and put to music, which kids really love. So he came down and Friends of the Library sponsored him to come to the library last Monday. So it was a lovely day, and apparently they just stayed out on the village green there, and he entertained free of charge the children of the town, and we picked up the cost. So that's sort of the thing we do.
It was really awesome. I was looking at the photos out there, and the kids just look like they're having a ball. I mean, it's fantastic.
Well, we try to do that because Tiana's quite a long way. Like, it's 2 hours to Invercargill, over 3 hours to Dunedin. So we try and bring entertainment and authors and people here so our community don't miss out, really.
Yeah. And why do you think libraries are important?
Well, it's really a centre of our community here, you know. And I think it's important because libraries, one community asset that's for all ages.
Yeah.
And it's... and it's really important. It's really important in a place like Tiana, where we're quite isolated. Like, that really important that we have a really good children's section, and we have. We've got a great children's library here as well.
Yeah, like we just did the Roadworks event in the children's part of the library, and it feels, it's got this real energy and vibrance to it. Like the kids had been doing the holiday program, you know, the beautiful dioramas and that sort of thing. Is it often quite full? Like, do children come after school and stuff?
Yeah,
like
yes,
that?
It is, yes. And we as Friends of the Library have always had computers here, like really early on. We provided a computer suite for the main library and children's library. Computer suite's now been taken over by the Aotearoa People's Network.
Oh, great.
So that's government provider. But, you know, so kids come in here because a lot of families don't have computers.
No, no.
But mainly it's the books, and, you know, kids still like books, don't they really?
They really do, eh? Like, I was getting a bit in love with the books as well. I was walking around going, oh, I love this one. So where do you imagine... where do you imagine a library like this in, say, 5 or 10 years?
Well, hopefully it hasn't moved on too far, really.
Yeah.
You can get, e-books now, and you can get download those free.
Yep.
And, you know, we've got the internet, and we've got the, you know, the tourists can come in here and use the internet free. And I think we just keep expanding on those sorts of things. But I don't think you'll ever have a life without books, though.
Oh, no. I totally agree. Libraries are my favourite thing in the whole wide world. I just think they're the most wonderful place. Because I just love the way when you come in here, like you say, like there's tourists looking for information, there's young kids saying, you know, I like cats with a cat book.
Yep.
Yeah, it's really great.
That's right. And I think, you know, and that's why it's not just a local library in terms that it does provide for the tourists who come here. And sometimes the locals find it a bit overwhelming with the amount of people that come here. But we're looking at reorganising the library again and maybe keeping the people's network slightly separate from the main library, because it does become quite overpowering for locals sometimes.
I can imagine. Do you often visit the library? Like as a sort of just as a person, as a punter?
Yeah.
I'm usually at mine once a week. Yeah. And then I get my overdue fines.
Oh. I know. When I first came to Te Anau 30 odd years ago, the library was just a small cupboard in the hall.
Awesome.
And then, you know, I had a young family, it was like you can't afford to buy all these books.
No.
So, you know, in terms of what it saves families, it's a huge cost if you've got to buy in all your books, isn't it, really?
And it's really nice. My daughter often, she'll borrow a book that someone at her school's borrowed. I love that idea that they're all reading the same reading the same book.
And that's why in the past, being part of the book council, we've brought down speakers or, you know, been part of that system, and we've arranged them to go to the schools here.
And
that's been really important, because I've had a range of people speak to them as well. That's great.
Really great. Hey, thank you so much for today. It was so awesome. It's lovely to be here, and this library is magnificent, and I'm really glad you guys did that fundraising.
Way back then. Thank you very much. We'll be proud of our library for many years to
come. I'm sure. Thank you so much.
Right, thank you.